You're listening to Blast Processing, the official podcast of all things video gaming, gadget, and gear related on DVDVerdict.com. This week, Steve plays the PlayStation 4, John plays some Call of Duty, and Kev gets into a fight with Sarah, and also plays some PlayStation 4. PlayStation 4 is for everybody! Hello, you are listening to Blast Processing. We just toasted the fact that we're recording Blast Processing.
We just toasted the successful launch of the PlayStation 4.
We did?
We did.
To the PlayStation 4.
Kind of like how Microsoft did on Twitter.
Did they really?
They did. Microsoft came out and said, hey, Sony, congratulations on launching the PlayStation 4.
Because next week we coming for your ass.
Stay classy, Microsoft. That was great. Anyway, you are listening to Blast Processing, the official podcast of all things video gaming.
Gadget.
And gear related.
On DVDVerdict.com.
Why do I always get gear related?
Because when you say gear, it sounds awesome. It sounds like you're Spanish and you could say Guillermo, but you cut it off and it's gear.
No, I can't even do it. Gear related.
Do we have any Scottish people in the audience tonight? Can you say burglar alarm?
What?
Think Scottish. Put on a Scottish accent. You ready? Do it.
No.
Please.
No, that's putting me on the spot, man.
Do it for me.
Do you want a burr or a brogue?
Brogue. Scottish brogue.
Burger or la.
I bet you that would be hard to say.
It's kind of like a German person saying squirrel.
I'm going to try that at home on my own, alone, later.
Anyway, yes, this is Blast Processing. DVDVerdict.com, blast-processing.com, or blast-processing.com if you're... You know, feeling more prim and proper.
What are we on Twitter?
At B-Processing.
B-Processing.
And we are now on Twitch TV at Blast Processing TV.
That's right.
There's nothing on there right now. It's currently dead. Maybe next week or the week after that, we'll actually film us recording one of these things and put it up on Twitch. What do you think?
That sounds pretty good to me.
We need some Twitch followers first, though.
Do we?
Yeah, we need some people to actually, you know, tune in. And ask us questions.
I'll watch it.
On Twitch while we're recording.
Oh, it's live.
Yeah. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Ding. That's the first one.
That's one.
So before we move on to what Steve's been playing, because he's been playing quite a bit
the past
couple of days, there comes a time every year where I'm forced to eat a great big bowl of crow.
Uh-oh.
And here it comes. I picked up Call of Duty Ghosts. Now, I've never been historically a big Call of Duty fan. I bought into Modern Warfare when all the guys said, you got to get Modern Warfare. And I enjoyed it. I missed out on Modern Warfare 2. Missed out on World at War. Didn't like Modern Warfare 3. I enjoyed about an hour, maybe more, of Black Ops. And hated Black Ops 2. There's something I'm missing about the series. I put in Call of Duty Ghosts, and within the first 15 minutes of it, got on my Facebook and made a snide comment of, this is certainly a Call of Duty game. And then I played a little bit further. And a little bit further. And before I knew it, it was 4 o'clock in the morning. And I hadn't gotten to bed yet. And, my God, what the single-player campaign in that game is just amazing.
I concur.
Non-stop. It just, it didn't really get me at the beginning to the whole bit in the ruins of L.A. and that. But, you know, it gets to the point, and I was making the joke constantly that the Ghosts are the worst Special Forces group, or the unluckiest. Or the most radical special force. These guys cannot complete a mission without a building getting knocked over, a city getting flooded, an oil rig getting destroyed, space blowing up. Yeah, no, but, you know, I tried the multiplayer again. I've never been big on Call of Duty's multiplayer. It's just there's a divide between me and everyone else. I'm down here, and then the generals are up here.
Yeah. I fired it up as well. I bought it for the Xbox 360. And
we really are contrarians, man. We really are. Like, this is the worst reviewed Call of Duty in the series. And we both love the shit out of it.
I think what it is with me is they went out and they hired a professional screenwriter. I forget the guy's name.
David Gagan.
He's the guy who wrote Syriana, right? Yeah. And I was half expecting that to come in for it to get really, really pretentious.
Or Stephen Gagan, one of those. Maybe Stephen Gagan.
Instead, anyway, they came up with a story that fully embraces its stupidity.
Yeah.
Right? It's just, what did you say about it? Imagine if Michael Bay directed American James Bond.
Yeah, imagine if they recast James Bond as an American and
Matthew McConaughey as James Bond.
Yeah, and Michael Bay directed the first movie. You know, this is Michael Bay's Casino Royale.
Yeah.
Hmm. Well, I haven't played any. Last time I was interested in a military fighter shooter was probably Frontline.
Medal of Honor Frontline?
Yeah.
Wow. That wasn't yesterday.
I know.
I'm gonna fully go and say, you know, for it pales. I prefer the more tactical based shooters. I loved the Advanced Warfighter games. Loved Future Soldier. If it weren't for Future Soldier, my best shooter 2012 would be Spec Ops: The Line.
Yeah, that was a great game,
right?
Too.
So
that was more of your typical straight up pop and stop shooter.
Yeah, but
like third person, but great story.
Yeah. Well, I mean, everyone who complained about no Russian in Modern Warfare 2,
yeah,
I direct your attention to a mission in Spec Ops called White Phosphorus.
Yeah, yeah, which was nuts. Yeah. But yeah, Ghosts, for one, I was staggered by how good-looking it was on Xbox 360.
It's quite a looker on PS3 as well.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm used to, you know what, Black Ops 2 looked okay on 360. Black Ops, the original, I can't vouch for Black Ops 2 because I've only played it on 360. But the original Black Ops looked like ass warmed over on PlayStation 3.
It's
terrible.
After, I believe it was Bad Company 2, there started being this big rift between what EA was putting out and what Infinity Ward and Treyarch were doing with Call of Duty. It's just the graphics engine was really, really showing its age.
Oh my God, was it ever. I remember Modern Warfare 3 looking like absolute vomit.
Yeah. In comparison with stuff like, you had Battlefield 3, Medal of Honor Warfighter.
Which were both great games.
Yeah.
Bear in mind as well, typically when we approach these games, you can't review the multiplayer for Call of Duty.
No, because multiplayer is entirely based on who you're playing with.
Yeah, it's not something that's really subject to review. I mean, graphically speaking, it's pretty solid, it's a good game. Yeah. But other than that, it's hard to review multiplayer. The maps are bigger. The perks are still there. They cut out some of the stuff that Treyarch put in Black Ops 2. I don't think it was cut out so much as Treyarch, you know, had finished Black Ops 2 while Ghosts was still in production.
Yeah.
So there's not much you could do there.
One thing I did think that they added, and a lot of people bitched and moaned about it, they added a kill animation to knife kills.
Yeah.
So when you're going, like, the guys are just running around slashing everything with their Omni blades in Call of Duty multiplayer. Now when they go and do it, they're still left open for a second?
Yeah, it's a situation where I think it's going to depend on whether you're comfortable with the Treyarch camp of Call of Duty or the Infinity Ward camp of Call of Duty. I don't think there's a divide there, for sure. And I always preferred Treyarch's approach to multiplayer anyway. It was always a little bit more cerebral. But
as opposed to putting on roller skates and going around with a shotgun.
Yeah, exactly, you know. But, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Most people play it for the multiplayer. I play shooters for the single-player campaigns.
Yeah.
And Ghost's single-player campaign, I bought the game on a Saturday. I finished it Sunday afternoon. Yeah. So, you know, it was... And it wasn't a short campaign. I mean, no, granted, it's a first-person shooter campaign.
No,
so
dude, still about 7 to 8 hours
took
long.
Me about 6.5.
Okay.
Yeah, it took me about 6.5. And, you know, that was on normal, so... It was a great campaign. It had me enthralled. While I was playing through, the first, I'll say, third of the game felt a little disconnected to me. It felt like there was a bit of a disconnect. Like
That's probably because Logan doesn't talk.
Yeah, yeah. And going from one level to the next, everything felt kind of forced.
Yeah.
But by the end of the game, I was just completely enthralled, and it was just like there were so many holy shit moments. And when I was finished and I thought back, like, you know, like, what was it about the beginning of the game that really had me so discouraged? And I thought to myself, you know what? There wasn't one bad level in that game.
No.
There wasn't any single level that I thought was terrible. It was just early on, it wasn't as cohesive as it got at the end.
Yeah.
But it was a great run from start to finish. It was a good, solid, technically well-executed campaign.
Well, I mean, you're only really in the... you've got that opening bit in L.A., and then right after that, they've introduced Keegan and Myrick, so the Ghosts are in it then.
Yeah.
Right? And it just... it starts getting crazy.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's never, you know, there's I always hated the bit in the original Modern Warfare when they pull you out of the game and put you up in that, what's the plane called?
Oh, the AC-130.
Yeah, the AC-130. Yeah. I hated that bit. And I thought I was going to hate a bit that came up in Ghost when you were combat assaulting the oil rig.
Yep.
And I think it was an oil rig. I don't know where it was. Something out in the Gulf, free-floating city in the Gulf of Mexico.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, the dockyard.
Cape Freedom or whatever it's called. Yeah, yeah. And you're playing through the mission, and it opens up with Apache helicopters just rocketing the hell out of this thing. And then they land, the ghosts get out, go in there, and at one point they come outside, and you hear the girl in the radio again saying, we've got armor inbound on your position.
Yeah.
And then the camera just seamlessly pulls right out from behind Logan and goes up and goes into the back of the helicopter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it does this a few times during the mission, just lets you just devastate the outside of this complex.
One thing I love about the modern first-person shooters,
whenever
you hear the expression danger close,
Everything's
about to get really, really pretty. Like, there's about to be a lot of pretty characters.
Oh, and that's another thing I really liked about it is they kind of toned down what I've been calling the Tom Clancy babble.
Oh, the lingo.
The lingo, the... Yeah. I mean, I remember Operation Flashpoint was the first game I'd ever heard them use where Oscar Mike.
Yeah.
Right? And, I mean, what it is, it's no coder. I mean, it's all these guys always use NATO phonetic code.
Yeah, Oscar Mike means OM, on mission or on move, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. And all of a sudden, it just, when it's, they started using it in Modern Warfare 2, because I never heard it in Modern Warfare.
Oh, no, it was all over Modern Warfare 2. Every time you'd clear one objective and start moving again, you'd hear, we are Oscar Mike.
Yeah, it got so bad to the point that they released a t-shirt with the Oscar Mayer logo with Oscar Mike on it. And, what was it, my op has a first name.
Yeah.
And, it got really, really bad, and I mean, that was something I always made fun of Call of Duty for, and with Ghost, they kind of... You still hear a bit of it, you know, they refer, like, the guy's got all the call signs, Stalker 6 and stuff like that.
Yeah, and Danger Close.
Yeah, but, again, there's also the bit, like, when the plane goes down in the scene they ripped out of Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah.
And you're on the radio with Elias. I mean, you're playing as Elias' son in it.
Yeah.
And it's not military lingo. It's him, like talking about when he used to take you out hunting.
Yeah, it's your son lost in the woods on the weekend, you know?
Yeah, and it was just, it's a... The story felt more... There were actual characters involved, and normally I can't get into the characters in a Call of Duty game. It's just, you know, this is gruff military asshole one, that's gruff military asshole two.
Yeah.
But Ghost really surprised me. I mean, they're not fantastic characters by any stretch of the imagination, but there's actually a story going on here. There's actually characters involved. And, you know, by the end of it, you're like... I'm not going to ruin the ending for people, but, I mean, the ending goes down. I'm like, wow. Okay, I'm probably going to pick up Ghost 2 when they do it.
The twist was a little forced for me.
Yeah?
The twist was kind of a little, the last real reveal.
But I think, dude,
it was still cool.
I think there's places they can go for that to make it a cool sequel with a speaking protagonist.
Yeah. Exactly. So Ghost was cool. I dug Ghost.
I got to hear it now that you've played it. On the what it was developed for, how Battlefield holds up.
Okay, Battlefield's campaign versus Ghost's campaign, I finished them both in the same day.
Yeah.
On the PlayStation 3, I still stand by my initial statements with Battlefield. The campaign was a technical mess. From a storytelling standpoint, it was every bit as good as Call of Duty. A lot more cohesive.
Yeah.
A lot more immediate, and a lot more military, you know, like more modern military kind of thing without being too ridiculous.
Without being a James Cameron movie.
Exactly. Yeah. The characters were also a lot better. Cool. I loved Irish and Hannah in Battlefield 3, or Battlefield 4, sorry. You're still a solid protagonist, which was kind of a drag, but everything felt a lot more urgent.
Actually, just once, game developers... We're coming up on 2014. Stop it.
Yeah, fuck off with the silent protagonists, please. They're shit.
Yeah.
They're lame.
Unless it's Link. I'd never want to hear Link talk.
Well, no, but you see, you heard Link talk. His name was War. Right? Oh, Darksiders gave you your Zelda game with a talking protagonist. I've seen that now. I'm not going to go off on Nintendo about it because they're never going to spend the money to do it.
It's not even that. I just, you know, that Zelda, the way it's created, like to give Link a voice and all that kind of stuff, you'd have to cook up some kind of a heavy storyline to go along with it.
Yeah.
And I think the only opportunity they really had to do that was Twilight Princess.
Yeah.
And I think that's... One of the things about Zelda that makes it so brilliant is that they've managed to tell effective stories with a solemn protagonist.
Yeah.
You know, that's part of the brilliance of that series.
Yeah. But yeah, no, the rest of the game developers out there, spend a bit of coin. I don't care if Sam Worthington can't hide an Australian accent. Neither can Chris Hemsworth. Go out, just, you know, these people obviously want to do video game voiceovers.
They enjoy playing video games.
Yeah, so go out and hire some voice actors.
I mean, they make it a little bit better with Battlefield because things aren't quite so cut and dried in the character department. Like, the interactions are a little better.
Yeah.
But, again, yeah, you know, like, guys will be talking to you and you're kind of like, what's going on? And you know, Irish will address you and speak to you. And it's like, what do you think, Wrecker? You know, and it's like, yeah, anyway, moving on. You know, like, it's quiet.
And it feels like people are reacting to Silent Bob and he hasn't said anything.
Yeah. So, I mean, Battlefield 4's campaign overall wasn't as fun as Ghosts.
Yeah.
But it did feel more cohesive.
Okay.
There were a few levels that I wanted to pull my, while I was left of my hair out, you know, there were a few levels that I really hated.
Yeah.
And the technical bullshit on the PlayStation 3 didn't help.
Yeah.
You know, character enemies appearing out of thin air shooting at me when I'm standing in, like, the exact same space as them. And, you know, being in an empty room with all the doors closed and all of a sudden have guys spawn and start shooting at you, that was not fun.
Yeah.
Bad guys passing through walls, that was lame.
Sounds, you know, like Star Trek.
But I did, however, acquire something this past Friday.
Are we going to talk about this now? Is this going to happen?
Are we going to lead right into this?
Is this the segue? Come segue.
Stop it. Stop it.
Come
no, segue. No,
come segue with me.
I'm putting the two of you on watch.
Come segue. Come segue. Segue with
Steve,
me.
Steve, stop laughing at him.
It's funny, see?
I'm putting a warning out to our producer. We've got a professional setup here. Okay, we're... You know, we've got to be professionals about this. What are people going to do? They going to listen to Console Culture? No.
Oh, burr. That's not.
Or
not
male
right.
Pattern gaming.
Yeah.
Oh.
You know, run the tap.
Man, oh, man.
Turn on the cold water.
So,
there's,
yeah,
some sick burns going on.
You were about to tell us about the Terrell Arcology.
I did acquire, in lieu of winter tires, a PlayStation 4.
That's right. You were talking about how you're supposed to get winter tires because you had a family to protect.
I have winter tires, Kevin, so I'll be driving you home for the rest of the foreseeable future.
It's all coming together perfectly.
Yeah, you've got one.
I did it for the good of the team.
Yeah, sorry.
For the good of Blast Processing, I acquired a PlayStation 4. Now, which one of you guys is getting an Xbox One on Friday?
Not me, fucker.
So yes, I did buy a PlayStation 4. I did fire it up Friday evening, did my update.
How long did that take?
I was probably up and running in about a half hour.
Ooh, not bad.
Yeah, it was pretty good, I gotta say.
You know, that's something, too, I've noticed a lot of complaining about online, and I just don't get it. You know, we just survived the 360 and PlayStation 3 era of gaming, where we had games with 45-minute installs. You know, I can remember installing... Command & Conquer Red Alert and having to wait an hour for that thing to install on my computer, right? What's the big deal?
Well, you know what? The update was the longest process, and then after that was me kind of playing around, restoring my account and all of that kind of stuff, linking it to Facebook, which was great, really, really smooth.
Yeah.
The first game I popped in was actually Call of Duty Ghosts.
Hmm.
Because I had just finished playing the PlayStation 3 version while we were waiting for the system update on the PS4.
Right.
And Brian, shout out. Hey, Brian, what's up? Yo. He wanted to see how it looked on a next-gen console because, of course, he had just finished the campaign. We fired it up, and we were both immediately gobsmacked. Like, we thought it looked pretty damn good on current-gen consoles, and like I said to Mercer not 5 minutes ago, you know, Ghost is a pretty damn good-looking game on Xbox 360.
Mm.
It's a much better-looking game on PlayStation 4.
Mm.
Like, this jump is not... This isn't like the Far Cry Instincts jump from Xbox to Xbox 360, you know? Like, this isn't like the 360 launch where we had a few high-def Xbox One game... Or original Xbox games, sorry. Prime games.
We're looking at you, Perfect Dark.
Yeah, you know, and Cameo. I mean, not to knock the 360, because it's an amazing system. We've had some great games on that machine. Actually, it's a terrible piece of hardware, but, you know, that's neither here nor there. But we've had some great games on that system, and... right now, I got to say, like, as a launch, as a console launch, I mean, I've picked up five games, which is, I think, one more than what I started with on on 360 and three less than what I started with on PlayStation 2.
Your wife's facial expression just darkened quite a bit when you said that. I almost heard the James Horner bit.
The evil motif?
Yeah.
Keep talking. Everything's good.
Okay.
Everything's good.
But yeah, of what I've picked up, nothing has really underwhelmed me so far. Like, in terms of technical prowess, this is the real deal, ladies and gentlemen. And this is not a knock on Xbox One, because, hey, none of us have played it yet.
Yeah.
But this is the next generation. This is, you know, like, this is not a few games in high definition. You know, these games are stunning. These are noticeable, considerable upgrades from current generation software. I mean, Battlefield 3, or Battlefield 4, sorry, and Ghosts are any indication. For one thing, Battlefield 4 looks absolutely stunning. Like, unreal to look at. This is very clearly the machine that game was designed to be played on. The PlayStation 3 version is just an utter total abortion next to this game.
Yeah.
That's gross, dude.
It is. It really is.
It's a jar with a piece of salt meat floating in it.
Is it Prometheus abortion?
It's like Prometheus automated surgeon abortion with squid tentacle
monster.
All right,
let's not talk about that any. Oh my, you guys just went way too far. You know this goes on the internet, right? On the World Wide Web.
Yeah, there's nothing to do with tentacles on there.
Okay, so I've just noticed by opening up one of the cases of one of the games, no instruction booklets. What's up with that?
I was just going to tell security to get rid of the member of the studio audience is talking, but then I realized it's our security that's saying
it. He is the goon squad.
He's our security. He throws out the undesirables.
Right. Okay.
See, Call of Duty Ghosts was number one. That was great. It was fantastic. Played through two or three missions and was suitably blown away by how good it looked. Wanted to keep going, which is a very good sign. But I had other games to try. So next came Battlefield 4, which again, like the fishing and Baku level just blew me on my asshole. It was that good looking, you know. Didn't even buy me a drink.
It ate a bag of Skittles.
But it was amazing. Absolutely stunning. Then came something new. Something we hadn't experienced yet. We fired up Killzone Shadowfall.
Yeah.
And that is one That's pretty gorgeous. Piece of software, man.
Absolutely gorgeous.
Like, visually gorgeous, gameplay-wise, impeccably well-designed.
Yeah.
Really, really well-designed. Great controls, great feedback from the weapons. Kev, I don't think you got to touch a gun, did you?
I didn't get a chance to touch a gun, and I played it for, what, 15, 20 minutes?
It takes a little while to get going, but once it gets rolling, even before it gets rolling, it's awesome. I think I love that initial setup, actually.
Yeah, it's very cool.
It's
very
really
cool.
Neat. Fantastic game. Absolutely fantastic. I did grab some of the online stuff. I grabbed Warframe, which I had played in the beta last summer on PC.
Is this the Ninjas versus Mechanized Old Men game?
Is the Space Ninjas versus the Remnants of Humanity.
Okay.
It's freaking awesome. It's basically, you know, third-person Diablo.
Yeah.
Four-player co-op, fighting through ships full of Grineer or whatever they're called. You know, it's pretty fun. It doesn't look amazing, but it looks good. You know, it looks better than what you'd expect on current-gen hardware.
Yeah.
But it is great, fun game. There was also Rezogun, which is, holy shit, what a surprise.
Yeah,
I guess it shouldn't have been a surprise because everybody and their dog has been praising it, but I didn't know how much I would take to, like, an old-school arcade shoot-em-up modeled off of Defender.
Hey, I'm told it's this generation's Geometry Wars.
It is. It really is. Very fitting. And, I mean, same developer, too, yeah. Right? If Geometry Wars was their Asteroids, this is their Defender.
Yeah.
Cool.
And it is beautiful. It is a lot of fun to play. Really smooth. And, like,
you know what I'm waiting for, though? One of these companies that makes these homages to old shoot-em-ups to actually make a shoot-em-up, you know, with
shmups.
With levels. Shmups. Don't you say that word in my presence.
That's what they are. They're shmups.
Yeah, to hipsters they are.
John says, that's my word. That's my word, Willard. You don't use that word.
No, but I'd like for one of them to make, you know, something like Gradius with levels and weapons and bosses. And
yeah, well, there's bosses in Rezogun.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And it's not entirely based on a points system.
Yeah, they're pretty cool, actually. The boss fights, I've only fought two, and they were pretty easy, but they were still pretty cool.
I saw one that was essentially one of the bosses from Gradius.
Oh, okay. Right on. See, Rezogun was cool. Then there was Contrast, which was very interesting. Technically speaking, it's the first game I've been disappointed with.
Yeah.
It's kind of buggy, kind of glitchy. Like, if you run your character too close to a wall, she goes into her T-frame animation, passing through stuff, objects that you're supposed to be able to manipulate, getting stuck in the environment. It was pretty glitchy, and actually, to be fair, I watched this one being played. Sarah played through this one. She did get very, very addicted to it and did finish it. It wasn't, for like a downloadable indie game, it wasn't as short as I expected it to be. I expected it to be over in less than 2 hours, 2-3 hours, but she was at it, I'd say, probably a good 3.5 or 4 hours. So it wasn't bad. Graphically nice, but not amazing. But again, now this is a multi-platform title. This is available for PlayStation 3 as well. So, I mean, you know, I didn't expect a whole lot there. Basically, just, you know, a PS3 game in 1080p, which is fine. I mean, it looks great. It's got a great sense of art design, and it's got a fan-fucking-tastic story.
Cool.
Really nice, like, you know, 1920s vaudeville feel, but it's also got this, like, Bioshock-style undercurrent going on, you know, that Art Deco. I don't want to use the word steampunk, because that's not really what it is. It's more, I don't know, Jules Verne-ish.
Hey, I'll buy that for how many dollars?
That's what we call the World's Fair look, or the World of Tomorrow.
There we go, the World's
Fair. How many dollars was it?
It was free with a PS Plus, $19.99, I believe, on its own.
I'm thinking about getting PS Plus now.
There you go.
About it. It's like $50 a year, right?
Yeah.
That's not bad.
It's not bad at all.
And you get some free games and stuff.
Yeah. What else did I get? I did download something else. Oh, Blacklight something or another, Blacklight Retribution or something, which I played seven seconds of.
The sequel to Blacklight?
I played 7 seconds and I turned it off. It was crap.
Yeah.
Okay.
It felt like a free shooter.
But it's on a next generation console.
Yeah, and it looked okay, but didn't play very well.
All right.
And even the sound of your big heavy army boots clunking around hallways was kind of annoying, actually. I turned it off after the first time I died, which literally took 7 seconds. I said, yeah, enough of this. Meh. Wasn't right. Very good.
Well, moving on to other games.
We had two other ones, didn't we? Yeah, I had Need for Speed Rivals. I had to get my racing fix. Cops versus Criminals, you know, Cops versus Racers, I should say. Pretty well put together game. It looks amazing. Looks really, really pretty. Beautiful weather effects.
No, this one's not Criterion.
It's not Criterion. They produced, apparently, but it's developed by Ghost Games.
Okay. No, because I know they essentially own the Need for Speed franchise now.
Yeah, I think they're kind of done with it. I think they've kind of shifted it on to Ghost.
Okay,
I think cool. They're kind of doing their own thing for their next game.
Nice.
But it is good. It plays great. Plays really nice. Nice and fast. Beautiful looking cars. The only issue I have with it, there's no hood cam.
Oh, wow.
I like playing with the hood cam. I don't generally use the interior cams, even though they're kind of cool. This one just has your third-person chase cam, and it has, like, your first-person view with no, like, no bumpers, no hood, no
right.
Dashboard or
anything. No
car. Just first-person bumper yeah. cam, basically, yeah. Right? But it's a lot of fun. I had a blast with it last night. I played probably about 2 hours of it, I guess. What I thought was going to really piss me off with the game, like the weapons and all this kind of stuff they had added to it, actually feels okay. It's actually pretty cool. And, you know, like what I thought was going to pull me out of the racing didn't really. It was cool. I enjoyed it.
Cool.
So when you say weapons, are we talking like Mario Kart style weapons, or are we talking
no, like it's more like
Hot Pursuit, like spike strips, radar jammer?
Like EMP blasts and stuff like that, you know, like Too Fast, Too Furious style weapons.
I always remember that thing in Hot Pursuit was horrible to use because you had to, like, line up the shot and hold it for about 10 seconds.
And I think it still works the same way because you see, like, well, now single player, I guess it's a little differently, but I was in a pursuit last night as a racer.
Yeah.
And I'd see the box appear on the back of my car, and it'd say EMP locking on, and the box would start getting smaller and smaller and smaller.
Yeah.
And basically, if I could lose the pursuer before it locked on, I was fine.
Yeah.
But if it hit me, my car just shut down. That was it. It was done, right?
Mm. You know what I used to do when they did that? I'd pull out to the side and jam on the brakes, and they go right past you.
Oh.
Right? Because once you've activated it, it fires. It doesn't – you can't stop charging it.
Oh, okay, right on.
So you can let it build up a bit and then jam. You'll either hit them
yep.
or sail right past, and they'll go right past you, right?
Yeah.
And then their shot's gone.
Right on. And I mean,
most times with the racers, you've built up enough nitro boost to get going again.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you need a racing fix, if you want something to play – racing-wise on the system, I like my racing games, and since hashtag Drive Club was delayed, I said I got to get something. Need for Speed it was. I'm really impressed with the game. I'm really, really pleased with it. Visually, I got one thing that just kind of, I'll be honest, it kind of blew me away. One of the levels, like you pull right out of your hideout. You got this little hideout. It's an open world map, and you got little hideouts that you can ditch into, and the way the game works is the more heat you level, like while you're out on the street, and that's done through beating races and dodging pursuits and near misses and good driving, that sort of thing. You build up a score, and it works as your credits, like your cash. And then you have to, once you get so high in the heat level, of course, cops start chasing you like crazy. Pursuit kicks in. You have to get back to a hideout to deposit your cash. And if you don't, it's kind of like a little Dark Souls touch. If they bust you, it's gone.
Oh, wow.
So that, I thought that was a really cool mechanic. I got to say, I thought that was a pretty fantastic mechanic. And when you get your heat level up to around 5, pursuits get really freaking hard. Really, really tough. But one of the things I did notice, like I pulled out of my little hideout and I'm on a highway by the seaside and waves are hitting the thing and crashing up and you see spray coming up into the air and you look at your car and you can see beaded water on the windows and like the roof surface and stuff like that. And it looks freaking fantastic.
I like that.
Looks really, really good. And I was just like little details like that. And when you gun the gas in third person view, you actually see kind of like the heat waves popping out of the exhaust pipe and stuff like this. You know, it was little stuff like that. And it looked really damn cool. I was impressed. It's a pretty awesome racing game, I got to say. And it's not something you'd expect to see at launch on a console, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And that's... I got one more game, then I'll get to my general thoughts. I got Assassin's Creed 4 Black Flag.
Oh, yeah.
Which right now is my favorite game on the system.
Yeah.
Black Flag runs with Scallywag. I passed over Black Flag on previous gen, so I can't comment on how it stacks up next to, like, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, because I knew it was coming for PS4, and it's like watching a movie on DVD when you know the Blu-ray is right around the corner.
Yeah.
I couldn't do it. I just couldn't. So far, I am absolutely amazed by this game. Absolutely stunned. Ubisoft, hats off. It looks fantastic. No texture pop-in, no jaggies, no bizarre flickery shadows. Wonderful draw distance. You can see the curvature of the earth. You know, it's fantastically well put together. Beautiful texture work and great characters. Really, really great writing. Like, I've been playing the game for 2 hours and I'm already super into Edward Kenway. He's fantastic.
Cool.
So much more interesting than Connor.
Connor wasn't very interesting anyway.
I kind of liked Connor.
Yeah?
I kind of did.
I didn't like his voice acting, let's put it that way.
He was native.
Nothing to do with that. Just the I just found it very flat.
Okay,
very flat.
Fair enough.
Yeah,
you know.
But I still like the game. Come on, come on now. I'm an Assassin's Creed fan, same as you.
Yeah, and 4 so far has been absolutely phenomenal. I love the little twist at the beginning too that I'm not going to ruin about Edward and how he falls in with the assassins.
Oh, okay.
So well put together. So great. I can't wait to get more heavily into it, actually. I can't wait to play more.
Yeah.
Final thoughts, generally speaking. What I've played as a whole, tight. Very, very tight. Everything has this nice sheen, this sense of polish to it. You know, like, I haven't seen a whole lot of glitchiness. I haven't seen any frame rate issues. And, I mean, these games are 1080p, 60 frames per second for the most part. You know, and they're, like, it's running well. It's running really well. And beyond that, the way the system is designed with multitasking in mind, how I can, like, pop out to my dashboard and, you know, answer a friend message or go check out live streams or do whatever it is I want to do, like, the dashboard remains fast, responsive, really smooth, whereas at times with the XMB, I mean, you know, there were times where you could be in the menu of a game and try to go out and it would be running like sludge, you know, it'd be running really slowly. And, I mean, I always liked that interface, but I always felt that there were a few technical hiccups with it.
Mm.
And this is just polished so smoothly, you know, like it runs so well. Even something so simple as, and pedestrian as it may sound, entering in text, you know, like when you bring up that little soft keyboard and start entering text, everything feels so crisp and responsive, like moving through the letters. And I mean, it's a small thing, but it's a noticeable small thing. And it translates right down to the games. Killzone, Battlefield, Call of Duty. I mean, Battlefield, like I said, was a mess on PlayStation 3. Here it feels tight, polished, like no frame rate hiccups, no one instance in the game where everything grinds to a halt, you know, like everything runs buttery smooth. Need for Speed, I mean, if there was ever a time where a game was going to be glitchy or whatever, you know, it'd be at full speed in a racing game.
In an open world racing game.
Yeah, nothing, not a hitch, no feel of sloppiness at all. Everything is put together so well. And I think that's just, I guess, where they're using that x86, that PC architecture. I guess developers are just so familiar with it, they can really milk it right away. I wonder how it's going to affect things in the long term.
Yeah.
I wonder if you're going to see that same ramp, you know, that you did with the PlayStation 3 generation, where you had launch games like Resistance that eventually wound up being stuff like The Last of Us, you know? But, yeah, so far, huge thumbs up for the system. I'm immensely satisfied with my purchase. I think it's a fantastic machine. It's a great piece of kit. And I wholeheartedly recommend it.
It also looks like something out of a cyberpunk novel.
Oh, it looks amazing. It looks absolutely gorgeous. It's like, I mean, if it were a big machine, it would be ugly.
Dude, that's what I pictured Case's Ono Sendai looking like.
Yeah, it's, you know, if it were a big machine, it would be hideous looking, but it's actually rather small. It's about the same size as the PS3 Slim.
Yeah.
A little bit thinner even. So, you know, it's, I'm really impressed.
To me, it looks like if you took a Wii U and a half and sewed them side by side. not visual, I just mean the size of it. It's
And when I had two of them stuck one on top of the other, it looked like the Tyrell Arcology from Blade Runner. Yeah. There's nothing wrong with that.
I was going to take that and Photoshop Rachel looking out through the window.
Oh, that would have been fantastic. So there you go, PlayStation 4. If you don't have one, you really should get one.
And if you don't have one and you're looking for one, good luck.
If anybody out there knows where to get one, please let us know, because our esteemed brother, Mr. Kevin Woolridge, would really like to have one.
I would like to have one. And I'm considering now what my first game is going to be. I'm like, what's the first game going
to
be?
Oh, yeah. Whoa. I'd like to have one, too. But I'm married. That's just not... If I find one, good luck getting my money to get it.
I guess
we'll do some news, should we?
The news!
No!
No, wait, I already said it.
It's time for the news!
Actually, I'm going to count that as a victory, Kevin.
I'm counting that as a victory as well. Team Venture, man. All right, so what's been happening in the world of video games, aside from, you know...
Okay, as you can probably well expect, there was this new console that launched this past week.
Oh, you don't say.
How was the CDI 2?
Pretty much all the news is PlayStation 4 news. I'm not going to lie. I'm going to get that out of the way right up front.
Well, dude, what Xbox news could you have? We're 7 days out from their launch.
Hopefully this time next week, all we'll be talking about is Xbox One.
Yeah.
No.
If Kevin buys an Xbox One.
I'm not buying an Xbox One, dude.
I desperately want to, so we can give it the same treatment that we gave the PS4 today, and people won't think we're biased.
I don't think it's happening.
We're biased, man. We're poor.
Sorry, guys. We've made our decision. Unless something miraculous happens in the next 7 days, there'll be no talk of Xbox One next week.
You own a restaurant. That's a hell of a lot more than that.
Okay, right off the bat, the PS4 launched this week. Hey! Woo! System sold. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
1 million units in its first 24 hours.
It's unbelievable.
On sale.
As somebody who doesn't pay attention to that sort of thing, how is that in the standing of video games? Is that unheard of?
It has officially become the fastest selling games console of all time. For now. We must reiterate, for now.
I'm really curious to see how the Xbox One does in that first 24.
It's not going to do that well.
No, it won't. It's more expensive.
Well, it's $100 more expensive, and I believe...
8 to 1 pre-orders?
120 to 30. Yeah. I don't know if that breaks down to the same math or not, but...
Wow.
120 to 30. So I have my doubts. I also have to wonder how many consoles Microsoft's got out there.
Yeah.
You know, how many they got shipping. Do they have as many as Sony does?
I think they're going to pull some early 90s Sega tactics and be like, you can't buy a PlayStation 4. There's plenty of Xbox Ones in the store.
It'll be interesting to see. It'll definitely be interesting to see. The other thing, and this is going to sound really petty of me, I've seen the final retail boxes for both systems. Well, of course, obviously for PS4. And the PS4 box is a lot more attractive.
Oh, that's nice.
Looks like a fancy laptop box.
Whereas the Xbox One box is garish and ugly. It's just this flat lime green. It looks like, you know, one of those consumer placeholder boxes that, you know, someone would put on their shelf with a coming soon sticker on it.
Right, right.
It's kind of ugly looking.
Huh.
I don't know if that's going to help or hurt it. Probably not. But, you know... It'll be interesting. It'll be interesting to see how it goes.
Cool. Okay. Well, I'm hoping that next week I'll get myself a PS4.
There we go.
Hopefully. Yeah, and this is a game that I'm really looking forward to for the PS4, and I'll definitely have one by the time it goes on sale, which is March 21st. Infamous Second Son.
Hey!
Can't wait. I want to see big cities...
A few hands-on previews from the launch event and stuff have been overwhelmingly positive.
Oh, yeah. Have you guys seen the footage they've been running? Sucker Punch was putting up footage from the game side-by-side with the footage they took of Seattle.
Yeah, yeah.
And seeing when they, like, there's a couple things they improved upon, like the I forget the thing's called, the Gator Theater or something. They build a completely different building, but I mean, for all intents and purposes, they've made Seattle.
Pretty cool.
Cool.
So, can't wait to throw my first card into the Puget Sound. Let me see, what do we have here? Metal Gear Solid 5 Ground Zeroes is coming in spring of 2014.
Woo!
Retail packages and downloads available. Japan is getting a swanky PS4 Collector's Edition. No word on North American retail releases on next gen.
They officially announced PS3 and Xbox 360 versions in case on shelf as well as downloads. The only retail versions shown in Japan were PS Vita, PS4. Now, Vita, I don't know.
Right.
I didn't think it was coming for Vita. But
my question is, how can there be multiple Ground Zeroes? Ground Zero is Ground Zero. There's only supposed to be one. That's why it's called Ground Zero.
Knowing Hideo Kojima, there's a reason behind it.
It might be something as stupid as we call our unit Ground Zeroes. It probably has something to do with Major Zero.
Yeah. Anyway, it is the first chapter of Metal Gear Solid 5. It's not meant to be a full-fledged like game. It's kind of the prologue.
Oh, really?
He originally wanted to do it as part of the release of Metal Gear Solid 5.
I haven't...
But that's still a ways out, apparently.
I haven't paid any real attention to it. Are you playing a Snake or Boss?
Snake.
So you're playing Solid Snake or... Naked Snake.
Okay. It is Naked Snake, yeah.
Naked Snake?
That's what they call Boss, Big Boss.
Oh, is it really?
Because they insert him in with no gear or weapons. He's always... He's naked when he goes
right,
to the mission.
Right.
Well, he has clothes on, but...
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a metaphor.
Yeah. Okay, what's next?
Kojima's a weirdo.
Kojima is a weirdo. The Japanese special edition does look really cool, though. One of them actually comes with an action figure.
Cool.
I hope we get them. I really do. Nice packaging.
Snake?
Okay. Yeah.
Naked Snake.
Kiefer Sutherland voices my Naked Snake.
This one's a little more controversial, I guess, is the word we'd use. It's more PS4 news. Hooray. According to a post that has since vanished from the web, interns at China's Foxconn manufacturing plant are responsible for sabotaging the PlayStation 4 during manufacturing.
Hmm.
Whether truth or not, it appears to be capitalizing on the small amount of machines that were very much hyped last week leading up to the launch as being dead on arrival. According to these militant interns, and this is a direct quote, because Foxconn didn't treat us well, we didn't treat the PS4 well. The system we manufactured turns on at best.
Wow.
Seems a little suspect.
It probably is.
The big thing with it is, you know, the talk of all the PlayStation 4s being DOA pretty much disappeared on Thursday.
Oh, yeah?
There hasn't been any real talk since.
What's this thing about the blue light of death that I was
talking about? That's the... There was two guys had gotten them early through a Taco Bell promotion.
That'd be a great name for a metal song, Blue Light of Death. the cold light of death.
Yeah, and IGN had a system that the same thing happened to it. The HDMI output stopped working.
Right.
There's been a few like little fixes posted online and stuff having to do with like actual physical hardware.
Right.
But since the launch, talk of bricked systems or dead on arrival systems has been practically nil.
Okay.
So, you know, Sony came out and said, like, what we've observed, it's in, like, 0.4% of what systems are on the go, which is, like, minuscule.
Right.
You know? So, I mean, I honestly don't think it's a big issue, and I think these guys are just kind of capitalizing on...
Yeah.
On the news, just looking for a bit of, you know, just internet tomfoolery, I guess. Yeah. The usual, right? I doubt it was even made by Chinese interns at Foxconn.
Yeah.
I'd say it had more likely it had to do with just belligerent little internet teenage assholes who couldn't wait to get their Xbox Ones next week.
Yeah.
You know? We'll have to wait and see, I guess, but for now I'm going to chalk this one up as bullshit.
Yeah, totally. So don't go wrapping towels around your PS4s yet.
No.
All right. Naughty Dog's latest is officially... Uncharted.
Yeah.
And it's coming to PS4 sometime. No real details announced, only that it'll be a revenge tale. The Rumorang says... Where is it? Oh, here it is.
Oh,
it came back at me. And it's saying something. It's saying that... I'm not going to go... Oh, that was lame, wasn't it?
No, it was cool. I liked it.
All right.
Keep it up.
It's better than the news.
The Rumorang says that it might not even star Nathan Drake. How can they even do that? Come on, it's an Uncharted game.
That's kind of stupid.
It's really stupid.
Well, maybe they just can't get Nolan North because he's too busy voicing everything else.
I'm gonna chime in right away and say, you know what? I was actually kind of disappointed.
By what?
By the reveal.
You know what I took away from it?
I wouldn't even call that a reveal.
Yeah, no, it was a really, really brief teaser that showed a map and had some guy narrating about wanting revenge on somebody.
Yeah.
And then Uncharted comes up. So it's not specifically stating Uncharted 4, which I like.
Yeah.
That I do like.
Because you didn't even get the whole...
Yeah, you didn't get their music or anything, you know. But what I didn't like is, and believe it or not, this is kind of a... I don't know. I'm disappointed that it's a Naughty Dog game.
Are you really?
I actually am. Because Naughty Dog has a history of when they get to a new generation, a new life cycle, they create something new.
Right.
PS2 was Jack and Daxter. PlayStation 3 was Uncharted.
Mm.
You know, I kind of wish that they had gone for something new and passed Uncharted off to, like, say, Sony Bend, who did a fantastic job of it on PS Vita.
Right, right.
You know, even if they had stayed on as, like, a producer to oversee it to make sure that someone else wasn't cocking it up completely. But, you know, like, I would have liked to have seen them do something new. I would have liked to see them bring something new to the table. Because what we got now, we've got Naughty Dog going into a new console generation with two previously established franchises.
Yeah.
You've got The Last of Us and you got Uncharted. You know?
To tell you the truth, I was betting that the first year would go by and we weren't going to see anything from Naughty Dog until one of the gaming shows. You were going to get a teaser for their next creation.
Yeah, I think the PlayStation 3 version, like the first Uncharted reveal was... I believe it was the E3 before launch.
Yeah.
But they did. It was just Project Naughty Dog. They didn't have a name on it at that point.
And Drake was wearing a different shirt.
He was wearing his baseball jersey, yeah. Wow.
Hmm. There you go.
I think there's one piece of news left, is there?
Oh, yes. Yes, there is. I should have segued when you brought up Last of Us earlier.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Last of Us Story DLC incoming, probably early 2014. What did they call it? Left Behind?
Yeah.
Nothing to do with that End of the World Bible book. It wasn't plant zombies at all. It was Jesus. it was the rapture.
It was the rapture. Oh.
New downloadable characters include Seth Rogen and James Franco.
No. Absolutely not. No. I ran out of steam with The Last of Us. I didn't finish it. I got 2 hours away from the end and I checked out. I
haven't played it yet.
It was good. I mean, it was really good.
Yeah.
But I just kind of got bored.
My problem with it, I will call it, it's emotionally exhausting.
Yeah.
They're still very, very good at storytelling.
Oh my God, are they ever.
Pardon my language here. I should say that every time I swear, which is a lot.
We've only had one F-bomb this episode.
Okay, well, you're about to have a second one. Oh, no, a third one.
We've had two.
Yeah. I don't give... Modern science has not yet developed a means of measuring how small a fuck I give about zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that's what it was with The Last of Us. It's just... I'm done with plant spores and rage viruses and comets...
Sunspots and...
Yeah, yeah. Causing the dead to rise from their grave.
Yeah, and then the angst of the living.
Yeah. I'm officially done with it. There's so much better storytelling out there. Especially from Naughty Dog.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe the reason we've been so busy lately is because the dead have been rising from the grave.
Ugh. Oh, no, I appreciate that. It's just that was a terrible Ernie Hudson impersonation.
Not very, it's the first time I ever tried an Ernie Hudson impersonation, man.
Not enough bass in your voice. He doesn't sound like a gangbanger, man.
No.
Oh, my God.
Ernie, dude.
Oh.
We're going to just start censoring John. I don't care. You give me the files. I'll do the post. All right. That's the news.
It is.
Yeah. PS4.
Woo!
Exciting. Exciting times.
It's good. I like it. I like it a lot.
Oh, man. I called every shop in the city yesterday.
I know you did.
Should have pre-ordered.
I had a pre-order.
You had a pre-order?
I had a pre-order. But, you know, I had to buy a new car.
Yeah.
I had to buy winter tires.
You bought the winter tires.
Yeah.
He had to protect his family.
He did.
Well, you know, I got... Jacob's almost three. He's not like... Well, how old is Abby now? 10?
Yeah.
Sammy's what?
Six.
Six? They can take an impact.
I know your family, John.
Yeah.
I'd be wishing for an impact. Did I say that out loud?
Oh, burn.
I love my son very much. And my wife doesn't listen to this podcast.
Man, cover
Sarah,
your bases.
Sarah's going to tell her.
Cover your bases. Just say it.
Sarah's already firing up Facebook Instant Messenger.
It's not safe for me to go home tonight.
Can I stay here? No.
You're coming home with me, John.
I know your wife. It's not safe for you to be here.
You just bought a new car. It's about time you broke it in. Had a little sleepover.
May God have mercy on your soul, because no one on this earth will.
So yeah, PlayStation 4 is pretty cool.
I like the controller.
Yeah,
it's got a nice heft to it.
I didn't even mention the controller.
I'm not used to.
I meant to ask you about Killzone earlier.
Yeah,
I was told you use the touchpad to control Owl, your drone.
Yeah, I haven't actually gotten Owl yet.
No, okay. No.
I'm not far from it, but I'm not much further than Mark Hebbard.
It honestly, people say it feels like having it's that intuitive. It feels like having another really good D-pad attached to it.
Yeah, you can use it to move the map around and like to navigate the map in Assassin's Creed, and it's really cool for like scrolling around. But any precise like clicking, it's a little bit too sensitive.
The whole thing is a button, too, hey?
Yeah, it's a button, yeah. That's how you bring up the map in Assassin's Creed. You click on it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I'm not totally sold on the sticks yet.
I love the sticks.
I find I keep slipping off of them. My thumbs keep slipping. And I got small hands, right?
The triggers, they finally reclaim what was the one thing Microsoft has always done better.
Yeah.
It's the triggers.
Triggers are awesome.
Sticks.
Yeah, I find them kind of weird, but...
I like the sticks.
Thumbs yeah. didn't slip on them because of the way the ridges were.
Cast members only.
Ah.
There you go.
You're already in one doghouse.
Figure they're not going to let me hide here anyway.
That's right.
Well, I already told you. It better be with Star.
I already said you're coming home with me, remember?
I'm going to sleep on the set of Cooking with Kev.
And I'll cook us some breakfast. It won't be very good.
No.
No, man,
fill your bowl with cereal. Now preheat your oven to 350.
Because everything gets cooked at 350.
That's right.
Yes, we've all been watching, and so should you.
So should you. All right. There you go.
There we go. PlayStation 4. Games.
Yep. Games, video games, PlayStation 4, gadgets and gears.
Yep. I'm pretty sure in upcoming episodes we're going to bring back, you know, like an ambush topic or a blast point or a retro rocket.
Well, how much time we
will.
Got left?
We will.
No, I've got nothing, man.
How much
We're
time?
Done. We're all done here.
He means it's 9 o'clock.
He means we have 9 minutes left. See? I'm smart.
Well, how about those Blue Jays?
Okay, no.
Why do you give Ackerman ammo?
I want to go play some PlayStation 4 now.
Let's just go.
We've been talking about it.
You know what? Everybody at home, if you've got one, go play it now. Turn this off. Why are you still listening? Go play your PlayStation 4.
Post-amble.
Or go and buy one. Buy one.
Buy one. You got to find one. If you can find one, please let us know where.
Yep.
We've got recruits everywhere. Hunting, scouring, pecking, foraging.
I need one. And I don't want to pay $700 for it.
So if you send us a Kijiji link, we will personally hunt you down and kill you. There we go. That's something that's really pissing me off right now.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so PlayStation 4 launch, midnight Thursday night.
Yep.
Everybody lined up all across the city to get their shiny new Sony console.
12:01 a.m.
12:02 a.m.
That's right. Newfoundlander's fingers are too fat to text that fast.
8 fucking teen. That's how many systems I saw on Kijiji before I went to bed Thursday night.
Wow, really? That many?
I was at the casino in Halifax. I was a little drunk. I pulled up my phone and I checked Kijiji because one of the other guys said, I bet they're all over Kijiji.
Right.
They were. They were all over fucking Kijiji.
Unbelievable.
You people should be ashamed of yourselves. You should be absolutely fucking ashamed of yourselves. You're assholes.
I want to play
There's no other word for you than that asshole.
Yeah.
Like $650, $700. I think they're up into the thousands now.
Maybe, man. In particular, I'm mad at that guy who posted one saying that his wife had bought one for their son that morning, but he had already bought one for his son, and his son wasn't going to have two, so he was going to sell one of them for $650.
Yeah, bull fucking shit.
Like, yeah, right. Yeah,
that's why you bought two, you ass.
Yeah.
Fuck you. You know, I will give one guy kudos.
Right.
One guy immense kudos. Had a Kijiji article up, do not buy a PlayStation 4 for inflated price.
Yeah.
Click here. had one up for sale, $3.99.
Oh, really?
$3.99 is what he was selling it for. Not even with tax.
Sold, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because most normal people who really want the system would immediately jump on that deal.
Yeah, yeah.
You know? But, like, it's just, man, you people need to F off and let the rest of us have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, how many, Thursday night, that's 18 people who didn't get a system Thursday night.
Yeah.
Who were probably lined up waiting to try and score a pre-order and couldn't get one. You know? And you should be ashamed of yourselves. You really should. You're assholes of the highest caliber.
And it's completely premeditated. Yeah. They plan to do it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they had them pre-ordered. Yeah. Probably for months ahead of time, knowing full well that, like,
they're going to turn a profit.
Yeah, and what's even worse is these other cock-knockers who go out and pre-order, like, four of them and sell them to their profit to get theirs for free.
Yeah.
You know, like, you guys are dicks.
Yeah.
You guys are absolute dicks. I wish Sony had put, like, a block on new accounts for the first 6 months the systems are on the shelf or something. You know, you make a new account, and that's the only account you can create on that system until a patch hits 6 months later.
Yeah.
You know? That'd be deadly. That'd be absolutely fantastic.
I wish I had the money to pre-order four systems.
Well, you only needed $200, and you could have built the rest up over time, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
You know, it was minimum $50 down payment. But,
yeah.
But even so, it's douchebaggery, man.
Yeah.
Total
yeah.
douchebaggery.
Hmm.
I hate you people.
Well, that's our what of the week? Asshat of the week.
Asshat of the week award goes to all you idiots who scalped PS4s. And I'm sure you're all going to be out in full force again next Friday night for the Xbox launch. You guys are dicks. You're dickholes. Your whole dickholes.
All right, let's stop that there.
I don't even call these guys assholes.
You're dickholes that smell like poo.
This is good. No, don't encourage him.
What I was going to say is I call people like that ass halves because it would take two of them to make an asshole.
All right. This has been an interesting episode. A lot of things have been said that are kind of gross.
And if you do it and you post on it on like some game discussion group and Facebook bragging about how much money you made, I will personally find you and I will choke the ever-loving life out of you. Some people take things for granted, like the ability to chew solid food.
You're going to say, you know, I'm going to tear your eyes and piss in your dead skull. You fucked with the wrong Marine!
So, yeah, you have been listening to Blast Processing. You can find us on Twitter at BProcessing, on Facebook, www.facebook.com/BlastProcessing. Sorry, BProcessing. DVDverdict.com.
It makes it sound more urban.
Yeah?
BProcessing,
yo. We being something.
New Jack Swing.
Facebook, Twitter, DVD Verdict, iTunes, Podbean, www.blast-processing.com.
DVD Verdict Presents.
DVDverdictPresents.com.
There's a lot of great podcasts on there.
Yep.
We're the best, but there's a lot of other great
podcasts. And we have also just joined the Podglomerate.
Podglomerate?
Which is a loose-knit association of elite Newfoundland-based podcasts.
Really?
There is us. There is the Whostorian. There is Console Culture.
Oh, we already sent a burn at them earlier, man. Well, I didn't.
Route 21, I believe, is in there. They're back on the go again. They're in there. Sharp Dressed Man is in there.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's about 10 of us now.
Great.
I don't even know half of them.
That's all right.
But, you know, there it is. There's your podcasts. You know, we are a part of that group, so you'll find them on Facebook somewhere. I don't know what the address is yet because this is all still very early.
So, yeah, load us up in your pods, and when you jump on the treadmill,
yeah,
that's something to listen to.
Yeah. You know, keep yourself in shape, keep yourself fit, get yourself a little iPod Nano to put on your little armband.
Or else when you're sitting on your laptop drinking too many beer.
You could do that, too.
It's all good. It's all good, man.
So we have been Blast Processing. If you're listening to this,
you are the resistance.